You're now tuned in to Journey Free Podcast, where life experiences meet conversation. I am your host, Unique Terche, blessing you with another episode. Hey Journeys, where y'all been? So I'm just coming on to do another podcast episode for you guys. This is really out of the norm as to when I usually record, but I need to get it in where I fit in. And I just had this burst of just newfound energy. There is a new moon that's coming, and I can tell y'all this right now. I'm definitely feeling the vibes, okay? New energy, new inspiration, and something in me was just saying to pick up the podcast no matter what time of day it is. Everything don't gotta be so damn structured, okay? We need to go ahead and step out that space where we feel like everything has to be so structured, everything has to be so detail oriented, put together, planned out. Sometimes you just gotta get up and do things spirit of the moment. And honestly, like, the perfectionist in me, y'all, has literally driven me to be at a place where I have procrastinated so hard on things that I knew that it was meant for me to be doing. The perfectionist within me would stop me from doing that just because I did not feel like it was the right timing. I didn't feel as if I had the right setup. I didn't feel as if I was prepared. You get what I'm saying? And it's important for us to step out of that energy. Anybody who has those perfectionist tendencies, or you just feel like everything has to be so perfect, listen, everything doesn't have to be perfect. There is space for you to be perfectly imperfect in your imperfections. We need to stop allowing perfectionism to hold us back and hinder us from going after our dreams. There has been so many videos. I literally have a digital note in my phone of hundreds. Okay, hundreds, yes, hundreds, with an S, of YouTube video ideas. Granted, I have over a couple of thousand of videos since I started my channel, and there's still hundreds of videos that I have thought of that God has given me a vision for, these videos that I can do, and creative ideas and visions and all of these things as it relates to my crafts. And I'm questioning, why isn't that I'm not growing? Why is it that I'm not making a living from this? Because I've literally had the excuse of everything is not as it should be so that I can film, making excuses about my environment, my equipment. Okay, I go change my room around, get it into a space where I feel like it's clear enough for me to be able to record content. Okay, my last DSLR camera was broken, but I went on Amazon, I found a new lens, I was so stoked about it, and literally I probably only filmed 2 or 3 videos since I bought the lens. So it's kind of like I'm doing this output thing and I'm not even like putting back in to the craft with the equipment that I bought, that in turn I hope to had make me money at some point and I can get a return on my investment. And I'm just sitting over here looking at this camera like, girl, you sat there, bought a new lens, got so stoked and excited about it, but keep making excuses about your makeup not being done, you not looking pretty enough, and you not feeling as if you're in the mood, or you don't feel as if the ideas that you have is something that your audience will accept. Y'all, when I say, I don't know what it is about that damn YouTube channel of mine, I get so into this crazy, crazy headspace of limiting beliefs and not feeling like I'm good enough. And then I go and I watch these other channels, and then I'm comparing myself to these other channels. And a lot of times you would compare yourself in a way that is kind of like, oh dang, I wish I had X, Y, and Z like them. No, I literally be over here comparing myself like, wow, I could do so much better than this. And like, like, I look at those people's views, I look at their comments and their engagements, and I'm like, wow, people really engaging with this? Okay. Like, I don't get it. It doesn't make sense to me. And a lot of things don't even resonate with me anymore that used to resonate with me. It's no point in, you know, being envious of the next person because of the views that they have and the engagement that they have and how their following is interacting with them and stuff, because you have that too. You just need to come into a space where you show up more for your people, and your people will show up more for you. The moment when you stop looking for validation from an audience and realize that the only validation that you need is from yourself, because God has already called you and chosen you for this assignment, for this time, for this task, for this purpose. I really had to step into that a little bit more today. It's a Sunday morning. Something led me to go and watch my old home church from Atlanta on their live stream. They go live in the mornings on Sunday, and something on my spirit just told me to go and watch their live. And I tell y'all this, y'all remember on the last episode we were speaking about those synchronicities? Okay, this episode is about to build on the last one. I don't know how it happens. I don't know if it was because I named this podcast Journey Free, and the journey is the emphasis on how these episodes connect so much. I literally had no intention for any of these episodes to connect, but peep this synchronicity. Every single thing that this man spoke about in his sermon was something that came to me throughout my week, something that I was challenged with, something that I had to work on, something that I had to really, really process through. And the major thing that was coming up for me this week was my sense of self-worth. And his message was about knowing what the truths are so that you can be free. He gave us 10 truths that we need to know so that we can be free. And a lot of these was surrounded around self-worth and knowing your worth. And that message was so timely for me because it goes back into what it was that I was telling you guys about me just not really stepping into my power, my craft, my talents, my skills, and my abilities, saying that I want these things in my manifestation, but not taking the action to be able to have those things in my life. There's so many holes of things that I've started and never finished, or having these bright ideas and never going through with them, or getting small opportunities for sponsorship or collaboration and then just dragging my feet about it. And I'm just sitting over here like, what is it? Like, what is it that's stopping me? And I think it's these truths that I need to really just tap into and really hone in on more and really digest it and believe it and walk by it and really apply it to my life. So the 10 truths that he mentioned was, the first being, I am lovable because God has graced me. The second, I am valuable because God has redeemed me. The third, I am capable because God has empowered me. Fourth, I am acceptable because God has chosen me. Fifth, I am usable because God has gifted me. Number six, I am forgivable because God has covered me. Number seven, I am uncondemnable because God has justified me. Eight, I am unconquerable because God's son loves me. 9, I am changeable because God has inhabited me. Number 10, I am unobjectionable because God has esteemed me. These 10 truths, truly, you guys, are like 10 affirmations that you can wake up and say throughout your day. And you can apply whatever source it is that you believe in. I'm using God in this case, but whatever powers that be that resonates with you, you just insert it there, you know, for whatever it is that works for what it is that you believe in. But for me, these look, walk, talk, feel, and just is giving me all the positive affirmations. And they're truths. And the moment that we realize that positive affirmations are truths, the more we can really just stand in that and believe in that. You know that our realities, the way in which we see this world, is based on truths that we have told ourselves, truths that we have learned along our way. Our reality isn't the way that it is just by chance. No, it's that way because of the way that we think. It's that way because of our thoughts. And when I say that this week has been such a big synchronicity for me, and that this episode is building on the last one, and how I was speaking about this newfound energy that I had and this new spark of just amazingness and joy and all the many things that I say that I hope that y'all have, you know, on these episodes, these lovely things that y'all should have, I'm starting to like feel those things within myself. I'm starting to feel those things within my own personal life. And to be honest, you guys, I have been in some pretty dark spaces here lately. I know if y'all keep up with me on my YouTube channel or my Instagram at Unique Terche, probably will see a different side of that. You don't really get to see the shadows and the murkiness and the muddy waters that it is that I go through and what I try through. And I definitely want the last quarters of this year to reflect just a little more transparency and authenticity within like what it is that I am processing, and also including the shadow parts about myself on my platforms and being able to integrate that within all of my platforms. I know sometimes, like, as creators, as people who are seen as light workers, we don't necessarily want to bring or evoke certain emotions on our platforms with our connections, because we don't feel like we should, you know, bring other people down. But no, there is a message in your mess. And that is something that I had stepped away from, just from like past hurt and wounding with being on a public platform, and how sometimes my transparency was taken in a way that was used against me by other people. And that was a very big wound for me. And so when I started to research a little bit more as to, you know, what's going on astrologically and how it's connected to what's going on in my own 3D world, that's something that came up. It was talking about Chiron and how you will be sorting through different wounds during this time. And I wanted to know, since the new moon in Virgo was coming, I wanted to know, where was Virgo placed on my chart? Virgo is actually placed on my third house, the Chiron in Virgo within my third house. When looking at that, I was able to see where my wounds were and like what type of wounding could come up for me. And within my natal chart, it also offers a space where it tells you how to heal that thing. Mantras on how to heal. I'm looking at these mantras, and the mantras that was in How I Can Go Through My Healing Process was linked to the 10 truths that came up in the sermon that I listened to today. Mind you, I got these mantras just yesterday, last night in the middle of the night. I couldn't sleep, and I just started writing, and I wrote the fastest that I ever had wrote in my life. As I was processing these downloads and as I was doing my work, going through this introspective process, generally, y'all, back on my earlier journey, it would be times where I would wake up in the middle of the night and I would turn to my phone and see what it is that I can do to occupy my mind. Or I would turn to my lover and see if they were awake so that I can talk to them and they can keep me company. But something about last night, it was just like, it's all about you. It's all about you getting into yourself, your own inner world. It's about you learning you more. It's about you building you up. And that was the space that I was in last night. And turn around, I slept on that thing. And I'm telling you, the truths just came up like so quick for me. So I want to share with y'all some of the mantras that I found on my birth natal chart. And it was talking about how you can basically heal through your Chiron, which is your wounding. And so one of the mantras, it says, I am whole and complete and fine just as I am. When I understand this, I can be of service to myself and be of service to others from a place of integrity. So that's going back to being in your authentic power. That is going back to knowing where your value lies. That is going back to knowing where you are worth it. And that mantra alone, telling you that you are whole and complete and fine just as you are, that's going to help you be able to step into this world and not feel as if you have to be in a space where you're comparing yourself to others, or be in a space where you feel like you're envying the next person. It's also going to tell you that, like, you don't have to change the way that you are and the way that you was made just to be acceptable by somebody else. You get what I'm saying? So I was just like, wow, that's crazy how those 10 truths was related to that mantra mantra. Mind y'all, I got this birth natal chart done, like, it seems like forever ago, but it was back in 2018. At the end of that year, I got my natal chart done, and it's so many pages. I didn't even, like, manage to read it all from top to bottom, front to back, but whenever I'm led to it, it's literally like a workbook for me or a guidebook for me. It's so spot on. It's literally the most timeless thing, and I know y'all probably sick and tired of me saying this, but find you a trusted person who knows about the birth natal chart and knows exactly what it is that they're doing. Somebody that is truly called, somebody that is truly, like, skilled and talented and being able to, you know, interpret astrology and the numbers and everything, like, in that way, because it reveals so much for you about you. And I'm just like, wow, this is so spot on that something that was created based on my birthday 27 years ago, May in 2018, is like relating to my life in 2021. And it's really, really mind blowing. And when I started doing my research about this new moon in Virgo and just connecting, like, how Virgo is affecting me, I was just like, wow, it was all right here. It was all right here all along. And I missed it, you know? But whenever it's your time, like, you will literally be ready for it. When it's your time, you would know. Don't ever think that, like, you finding out something is too late or you wish you would have known earlier. If you would have known earlier, it wouldn't have made sense to you and it would have just went right over your head. Like, how all these synchronicities is coming together for me, it probably would have went over my head in 2018, and I really wouldn't have been able to, like, wrap it together and put it together like this. When I say these downloads hit me last night so dang on fast, they was just literally coming like fastballs. Okay, I'm writing, and I was literally writing at, like, the speed of light. Because it was coming so fast, and I was just seeing so many connections. It's crazy. So, beyond that, just know that, like, everything that you need and all the answers that you need is literally right there. And remember last week I told y'all, sometimes you have to disentangle yourself with the problem, disentangle yourself with the condition, and really just take a step away. The reason why I feel like I'm getting, like, this newfound energy, one, my moon cycle came right when the new moon was coming in, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm so connected to the universe. But we knew this already. We definitely knew this already. And I was like, okay, the new moon is coming. My moon cycle is coming. So that was all happening all at once. I found where Virgo is placed in my chart, how that's connected to, like, my wounding, how I can heal those wounds and different things like that. But it also just reiterated for me, like, what it is that I need to be doing and how it is that I need to be stepping into the things that I want for my life. The video that I watched is from this YouTuber. Her name is Alina Alive, and she does these writing prompts at the end of basically her five things to know about whatever new moon is coming in. So one of her prompts was, what new moon intentions, new or existing, do you have for the lunar cycle ahead? So I literally just started to process, like, what is it that I want for my life? How is it that I see my life? Who do I see myself as? And how can I step into that space more? And that's how I was able to just come on and do this episode, Spare the Moment, because I see myself as a speaker. I see myself as a host. And I know that one of my callings is to talk about things and talk about things and my experiences and help others based on my experiences of me talking and sharing, being transparent and things like that. Another prompt she said was, what areas of your life do you find yourself to be most meticulous, critical, or observant, and why? For me, like, the biggest thing that came up was my YouTube. I feel like that is the thing in my life that I'm most critical about. I feel as if that is the reason as to why it's not growing in the way that it should, because I'm letting the perfectionism that's coming out of Virgo to be there so heavy that it's like I'm not allowing myself room for mistakes. I'm not allowing myself room for growth. I'm not allowing myself the opportunity just to know that, like, okay, this is where you're starting, but this is not where you're going to end up. And you have to start somewhere to get somewhere. And just coming to that realization last night is like, girl, just start somewhere so that you can get somewhere. Like, it's probably not the end result of how you see this panning out for you right now. It's probably not to your imagination of how you dreamed it should be set up, but that's okay. Just use what you got until you can get what you want, and work from the place that you are and continue to build on that space. You know where the holes are, you know where it is that you can improve, but also be gentle with yourself about it. Like, don't be so hard on yourself that you literally talk yourself out of your gifts, talents, and abilities. It's really okay to just figure things out along the way. I know our society, it gives you this narrative that you're just supposed to know everything, know how to do everything, don't learn nothing, just show up, have it all together. But the lie detector determined that that was a lie. You processing, you figuring things out is totally okay. And let's normalize just going through the process and figuring it out. When they say trust the process, that is what they are talking about, okay? The powers that be. Trust the process. I know it's hard, y'all, because I be trying to rush it too, okay? Sometimes I just want to do a little sprint and be there, but spirit be like, no, young one, it's a marathon. And I just be like, damn, we got some more to go. Oh, shit. So then I just let the idea of sprinting through it, I let that fall by the wayside, and I'd be like, okay, let's go ahead and take this marathon and see what I can find along the way and see what this will reveal to me along the way. And sometimes it is better off that way, that y'all just go through the process, because if you just show up and start skipping steps, whoo, it can get messy, child. It can get real, real messy, okay? That is literally what my therapist and I talked about, like, the other day. What was it, the other week? It was soon. Let me see. When was it? It was the first. Yeah, that was the other day. We literally talked about it. She was like, girl, you trying to skip to the end? I'm like, yes. Duh. Why not? I don't want to wait for it. I want to skip right to the good part. But all the parts are the good parts, because if you don't go through the parts that you don't believe that's the good parts, you would never realize what the good parts are. It's the things that we perceive as bad and negative and slow and not moving fast enough that makes those parts as rewarding, you know? And I think, like, being in a long distance relationship, that's probably one of the lessons that I learned was just being able to be patient and trust the process, and knowing that, like, just hoping and wishing and waiting for the days that you can reunite again and focusing on that so much, it can give you so much, like, anxiety. Being in a long distance relationship, it taught me that it's important for you to just be in the moment and appreciate those moments that you have and the way in which that you have them. And then when the time does come where you can be together, you'll be more grateful and appreciative for it, and, you know, not try to just assume and perceive that things is just supposed to show up and work out and be certain ways. It's like, no, you have to work on those things for it to be that way. You have to be diligent and determined and committed. That's something that I learned just by being in a long distance relationship, but, like, knowing how to apply those same skills of dedication, determination, patience, and commitment also to my skills and my talents and my goals and where it is that I see myself, you know, making a living. Another one of the prompts that was on that new moon in Virgo: what habits, beliefs, or attitudes come to mind that specifically stem from your childhood? How did they form? And I was like, oh, that's a really good one, and that's something that I definitely want to dive into this week. And the very last one is, what is a fond memory you have from being in nature? How would you describe your relationship with nature? The reason why nature came up is because Virgo is an earth sign, and earth signs are fixed, but you can connect any type of earth sign with Mother Nature. And as a Taurus, y'all already know I'm with the vibes and I'm with the shits, okay? So it's important during this time that we reconnect with Mother Earth. So if that's going for a walk, going to the park, going on a hike, do some trails, find your nearest body of water, if that's available to you, the ocean, the river, the lake, Girl, if you got a stream, go to the stream. Okay, whatever it takes, literally, y'all. If you cannot find that place and if you cannot go to that place, you can create that space from exactly where it is that you are. Okay, you do not have to go far just to get that. You have access to the internet and technology. There were times when I used to be in the office and I was like, I don't want to be here, I'd rather be outside. And you know what I used to type in? I used to literally type in luxury Caribbean resorts, and I used to look at pictures on TripAdvisor. I used to look at luxury resort tours on YouTube. I used to find different videos about like the beach and also being on water, like all of the places that I wanted to go in that moment when I was sitting in the office. I didn't let my current condition deter me away from where it is that I wanted to be. And believe it or not, somehow, some way, God pulled me up out that office, honey, indefinitely. And I end up taking the office with me, because I work from home now, to these luxury resort places in the Caribbean, in the beach, in the water. And I was there and it was like, wow. I literally sat in this office and I looked at all of these things that were similar, and here I am still working, but from the Caribbean and all these nice places. So do not sleep on visual manifestations. There's so many videos on YouTube where y'all can get like nature sounds, beach sounds, and everything if you don't have access to that. But for those of y'all who do, some of y'all literally have parks in your backyard. Some of y'all are so close to bodies of water, it don't make no sense. Like, literally, I can get in my car and I can be at some water within 7 to 8 minutes. That's how close I am to water. It's right there. A lot of us are that close to nature. Just going in your backyard could be enough. Being out there in the grass, grounding yourself, walking barefoot is so many beneficial things. From walking barefoot is so much benefit from being outside in the sun. That is the spaces where we need to be in this Virgo season right now, being that Virgo is an earth sign. So find y'all a quiet place, no stimulation, none of that distraction stuff, no swiping, no double tapping, and really just tap in and be in that space. And from being in a quiet place, you can spark so much more creative ideas, so much more flow, so much intuitiveness, just by reducing like the stimuli that's going on in your brain. So y'all put them phones down, disconnect so that you can reconnect with self. It's going to be so important during this time. I pray that this message finds y'all well. I pray that y'all are living in your abundance, your prosperity. You are in your ultimate power, your ultimate self. That each one of you are well, happy, and healthy, along with y'all loved ones and y'all families. And I pray that whenever you listen to this message, that something that I said truly, truly resonates with you. Okay? All right, Journey. So, yeah, that was a quickie little pop-in, spontaneous is crap, okay? But I'm about to get up off here. I just want to thank each and every one of y'all for coming back, listening every week to the sound of my voice. Shout out to all of our monthly supporters who have been giving consistently on a monthly basis. If you didn't know, you can actually give to this show for as little as $1 a month to help sustain future episodes. That's better episodes, more quality content, better equipment, and just overall awesomeness and goodness. Okay, so if you really feeling the show, definitely go over to anchor.fm/journeyfreepodcast and hit the support button. You can also find all of our streaming platforms there on our Anchor. You can even leave voice messages. How cool is that? If y'all want to continue the conversation, our DMs are always open at journeyfreepodcast. It was lovely catching up with y'all. As y'all can tell, we picked it up a little bit from the last episodes and how I've been feeling. My energy is just different. It's just amazing. And if y'all want to keep up with me outside of the podcast, just come over and check me out at Unique Tershe on my YouTube as well as my social media platforms. If you want to get to know me on a more personal level, a little more 3D, a little more everyday, a little more around the way, girl. Okay? So yeah, that's that on that. I hope that y'all enjoyed this episode, and I will definitely be back soon for another one, okay? You have now been tuned in to Journey Free Podcast, where life experiences meet conversation. I am your host, Unique Tershe, and I have blessed you with another episode.